back on Husker Radio. Tristan Winder with the roundtable here this afternoon on Husker Radio. And it's a busy couple of days. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Senators.
State Senator John Moranti from Sarpy County.
Senator Kurt Friesen from District 34. It would be Hamilton, Merrick, Nansen, part of Hall County.
Now, Senator Friesen, we appreciate you coming in studio. Welcome to the studios. And Senator Moranti, welcome back. You recently came on in, and you just can't get enough of us here, so you decided to come back on in and come back here to North Platte.
That's right, and thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you guys in the studio. And you guys are actually doing a little bit of touring of the state. Tell us what's going on.
So there's a bill before the legislature which proposes to grant the Department of Transportation the authority to raise the speed limits on Interstate 80 from 75 to 80 miles per hour after they conduct a safety study and determine it's the right thing to do for the people of Nebraska. And it also harmonizes and streamlines the speed limits in our rural highways across the state of Nebraska. I'm sure many of your listeners have experienced driving on the rural highways where the speed limits can go up and down depending on which segment of the highway they're on. That's just not safe and it's not good policy. So the bill intends to streamline and make sure that everyone is driving a consistent speed, because that's the safest way to drive.
And, of course, the study is pending, so we'll see what's safest for Nebraskans, of course, because everybody involved, that's what they want. We want what's safest for Nebraskans all across the board. So this doesn't just affect Interstate 80. A lot of people are talking about the increase along I-80, and yes, that will be affected, but it's going to be affected across the state outside of I-80 as well.
That's right.
Yeah, when Director Schneeweis first brought this, I looked at some of the results that he had in summer already last year, and just looking at the data, and then shows people's driving habits, and you can, if you've traveled the interstate a lot, which I drive a lot between Henderson and Lincoln, and then I make that trip between Lincoln and Omaha. And so the way the interstate is designed between Lincoln and Omaha, it would dictate a higher speed limit because traffic flows better. And heading out my way, I mean, we have maybe too much truck traffic, and maybe it won't be 80 right away. But I'm willing to let the Department of Transportation look at that and make the study and decide if it's safe enough to do it.
Yeah, go from there. We don't have anything concrete quite yet, but we're getting to the point where we should sometime soon. Now, Senators, what would your response be to somebody who indicates that their main concern is with the traffic along I-80? Because, let's be honest, not everybody goes to 75 that they really should.
Well, what the scientists are telling us is that the safest way to set a speed limit is to determine the pace that people are already driving and set the speed limit at that miles per hour. So the Department of Transportation has already done the study and determined that the average speed on I-80 is already nearing 80 miles per hour. And South Dakota did this exact same experiment. They determined that their speed limits, that the speeds on the interstate were faster than their speed limit, which in South Dakota was 75 miles per hour. They increased the speed limit from 75 to 80, and what they saw was a 14% reduction in traffic fatalities. And that's because when you set the speed limit at the pace people are driving, that is the safest way to go about it.
Now, of course, there's some big sponsors of this bill. Of course, you guys obviously are big sponsors of this movement of the increase in the speed limit throughout Nebraska. But tell some of the other supporters. I understand that our own Mike Groney is interested as well.
That's right. The hearing was conducted in Senator Friesen's Transportation and Telecommunications Committee, and there were a series of experts, the engineers who live and breathe this stuff, who have a background in the education from the Department of Transportation to our local engineers to our private sector engineering companies, all came in and testified that this is the safe thing to do. It's the right thing to do because it does make Nebraska's roads safer.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's, you know, Senator Friesen, I think you can agree with me on this. That's really what we're after, is the safety of Nebraskans.
Right. I mean, I just drove the stretch from Grand Island to Kearney on Highway 30. It's a nice, wide-open stretch you can see for a mile. There's no reason that road is at 60 miles an hour.
Exactly, yeah.
We got to modernize our speed limits to meet the engineering standards that we've designed our roads for.
Well, and yeah, let's face it, vehicles have changed since we last set the speed limits, and they're still changing as we're currently looking at potentially having driverless vehicles throughout the state. So they're also surely taking that into account with looking at the safety of the Nebraska Department of Transportation as well, I would assume.
That's right. What the Department of Transportation is telling us is that the safest speed limit is at the pace people are traveling and the pace people are comfortable. And that's what people will drive, that people don't pay attention first and foremost to the posted speed limit, that they drive at the pace that they feel comfortable and safe. And as cars have become safer and the engineering of the roads have become so much better, people are more comfortable driving faster speeds. And that's why as speed limits have increased across the state of Nebraska and across the country, fatality rates have dropped. And that's because people are driving the pace that they think is comfortable, and we need to set our speed limits at that pace.
Well, exactly. It's just about kind of getting up with the times here in Nebraska. Sometimes we run a little bit slower, and there's nothing wrong with that, but when it comes to the speed limit, it's just time to get up to date, or we should say up to speed, I guess. Anything else you'd like to throw in, senators, here this afternoon?
We are out here because we are very serious about getting public input before we would proceed on any sort of legislation like this. Senator Friesen and I take very seriously the thoughts and considerations of your listeners and of all the people of Nebraska. That's why we're spending so much time touring the state and talking about this this issue to get the public input, because we can't proceed on a bill of this magnitude without soliciting the input of your listeners and of people all over the state. So I appreciate the opportunity to speak about it. And if anyone wishes to contact me, and I'm sure Senator Friesen feels the same way, visit the Nebraska Legislature's website and send me an email or shoot me a give me a phone call. I'd be happy to talk.
Yeah,
contact your own state senator. I mean, this is the way the process should work. We're just trying to get some information out there so people understand why it's being done and what the purpose of it is, and it's not necessarily just get somebody from point A to B faster. We want safe roads. The Department of Transportation wants safe roads. And so in the end, the process is contact your state senator and let them know how you feel. But hopefully you have the facts to make that decision with.
Exactly. And that's it. Not only is this helping people get from A to B a little bit faster, which is a little bit of a convenience, but that's not what it's about. This is about the safety of the residents of Nebraska. And if they have concerns about the bill, surely there's going to be some people that have their concerns or their doubts. They're welcome to contact their state senator, and their state senator will pass those concerns along to you guys, or they can email you directly. So we appreciate your time, appreciate your tour in the state, and enjoy your travels throughout the great state of Nebraska. We can all agree there's no place like Nebraska.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.